That shit right there, that's that good shit. That's that natural. That Oregon. I'm serious. That's that Oregon natural stuff, man. My cousin be sending that to me. See what I'm saying? What I say,
bro? He got a seed, I think.
You have tuned in to the Timely Beaver.
Hey, Beaver Believers. Welcome back to the 58th edition of the Timely Beaver. Coming to you today from Beaverton, Oregon, where the sun is shining down upon all of our lovely little dams. And we also have with us today...
We have Dave from California. Hey, Ted.
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
Very good. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. Just feeling well rested and enjoying the weekend. Had an awesome 4th. And man, things right couldn't on. Be better at the moment. The sun's out and we got warm weather. How about yourself?
Very good. Tell me about your 4th, Ted.
Oh, 4th is awesome. We played volleyball and we were doing barbecue and, you know, all the typical good American holiday tradition activities. Had a barbecue at our buddy Aaron's house. It was awesome. Played volleyball, racquetball, cricket. All the
right on.
Oh, foosball too.
That's always fun.
Yeah, so it was good. It was a good time. And did you do anything interesting?
I went surfing. I went to the beach. There were no waves at all. It was disappointing.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's just summer. In summer in California, there's rarely any good swell. So yeah, I mean, I'm waiting up occasionally. I've had some great, great days surfing in the summer, but, you know, pretty much the best days are in the winter. So.
Oh, totally, man. Totally.
Yeah.
Best days in the winter with the swells. And watching that Hawaii Surf Session report keeps making me think,
go
for it.
Thanks for that, by the way, Ted.
Oh,
that's a very, very cool link. Maybe we could promote it right now.
Yeah, so
if anyone's interested,
check it out. Hawaii Surf Session Report. If you don't live by the ocean, or you just live in wet, stormy weather, or you just love surfing, it's a great way to kind of vacation in front of your computer for 3 minutes and watch some awesome surf turf and girls in bikini shorts.
Well, we'll look that up for you guys, but in the meantime, Ted...
But we'll post it on timelybeaver.com, so check there for the
show.
Yeah,
we'll definitely post that. But yeah, other than that, watch the World Cup.
Yeah.
Watch Italy win. Yay!
Yeah, it's crazy. World Cup fever.
World Cup fever.
Oh, we should talk about that World Cup that we had out in Los Gatos growing up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was back in 94.
Yeah, so we'll have to talk about that here momentarily. But let's just take a short pause at this time for some kick-ass fucking music. We've decided that since it is 4th and it's right after 4th of July that we would do songs kind of about America and independence in general, freedom of speech, and burning flags. And off the bat,
we are first to kick it off with Bad Religion. With a song called American Jesus, and can be found on music.potshow.com and courtesy of the Potshow Music Network. Bad Religion, everyone's heard of them. They're from SoCal, and they've been cranking out good punk tunes for, I don't know, how many years now, Ted?
It's probably been about 22 years, something like 81 was their first EP.
Yeah, I know. So, I don't know, I think my favorite song...
I guess
that would
be more like 25 years, if I do the math.
I don't know, it's been a long time, but they're getting old, but they're still putting them out.
So let's take a listen, here they are with American Jesus.
Popularity. There are things that seem to pull us under, and there are things burning millions of power right now. Computer drives the plan. He's the motive and the conscience of the murderer. He's a preacher on TV, the false sincerity, the formula driven by the big computers and nuclear bombs. The kids with no moms and a pimple that he's inside me. Yeah, we've got the American Jesus. See him on the interstate. We've got the American Jesus exercising his authority. We've got the American Jesus bolstering national faith. We've got the American Jesus overwhelming millions every day.
Oh, and there we go. From Recipe for Hate, that was Bad Religion with American Jesus. Oh, man. I never saw them in concert, but that would be awesome. I'm sure that'd be an awesome
show. Yeah, the closest I've come to seeing them in concert was on Saturday Night Live.
Well, that's pretty dang close.
Yeah.
But let's talk about this World Cup. The World Cup that we went to out in Los Gatos growing up.
Oh, man. How about those Brazilians?
Oh, man. I think that was the year that Brazil took it down and... We had the
Took over Los Gatos.
Yeah, they took over Los Gatos. Parties in the street, people drinking. It was almost like a good old New Orleans, you know, a Mardi Gras. It was insane, you know.
It really was. I mean, it was people. There's drum circles going on North Santa Cruz Avenue. I mean, there were people. Brazil brings a party.
Oh, anywhere they go. And That was obvious back in 94 with the World Cup when we were partying there with them. And,
oh, man.
I wish I was 21, know. Though, because I couldn't drink. So I think I really got to miss out on that region. Or that.
I wasn't 21 yet either then, but that was still a good time.
Oh, it was an awesome time.
They know how to have fun.
Yeah, they do.
But, you know, what else can we say?
And Brazilian chicks are pretty hot, too. I've seen a few slutty links on the internet recently, and I'm like, dude. And it's like, Brazilian babes, get down and dirty. You know, it's like...
That sounds like Girls Gone Wild or something.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. It was all Brazilian chicks, and oh, man. Some of them are pretty fine.
Oh, not some, a lot.
A lot. Well, anybody, you know... Oh, hell, you could look around anywhere and be like, oh, drooling.
I know, but yeah, I remember they got into town, because we went there on, like, a weekday. It was, like, in the afternoon when we first went there, and, like, that's when they stayed in Los Gatos. For those people who don't know, Los Gatos is a little town on the, sort of, probably, just on the outskirts of San Jose, and the Brazilians they conquered.
Oh, they definitely do. But you know who else kicks up a sweet storm is No Effects, man.
I have to agree.
And I am actually going to go see them here at the Warped Tour in 2 weeks, or next weekend, actually, here at St. Helens,
nice.
Oregon. So that's going to...
Well, right on, Ted.
It's going to kick ass. But for the time being, here they are with Seeing Double at the Triple Rock. And this is from their album Wolves and Wolves Closing. And, find more information about them at noeffectsofficialwebsite.com. And here they are once again with...
Sing Double at the Triple Rock.
Get snowed in when you get
right, man. That's a kicking tune. Smashing No Effect, brand spanking new, off their new album, which just came out, in mid-June here, so not too long ago.
Yep, coming at you.
Coming at you live and in person. But I can't wait to see them, man, at the Warped Tour. I'm really stoked because I also get to see AFI and... who else? I haven't seen No Effects since 96, so this will be fun. It's been almost... it has been a decade.
I've never seen No Effects.
Good band, man. Kick-ass band to watch live.
Are they right on?
And actually, tonight, I'm going to go see Social Distortion and the Super Suckers.
You lucky dog. You get to see the Super Suckers?
Yep. They're opening up for Social D, and it's going to kick
ass. No way. They are good.
Yeah, so this saw him last year, and Mike was actually going to go with us. The other host, who's not here with the most, he's actually at another bachelor party in San Francisco. I don't know how he gets all these bachelor parties.
What's going on with that? That's weird.
Oh, who knows, man? It's crazy.
That is crazy.
But
that is crazy.
It was fun.
Well, good for him.
Good for him, indeed. Good for him. Cheers, cheers. And me and Mike have also been working on for a special 60th edition episode of The Timely Beaver. So you will have to stay tuned and look forward to that.
Right on. That will be good.
Let's get back to a little bit more music.
This next band is from Oklahoma, and they're called Bright Eyes. And they released a song that Ted played for me. I think I heard this back in February.
Yeah, this is
maybe,
a while
actually,
ago.
Probably, it's maybe a longer than that. It's been a while, but it's called When the President Talks to God. And this is actually free on iTunes right now. But, yeah.
Definitely check out more about Bright Eyes at saddlecreek.com, which is their record label. And here they are once again with...
When the President Talks to God.
When the president talks to God, are the conversations brief or long? Does he ask to rape our women's rights and send poor farm kids off to die? Does God suggest an oil hike when the president talks to God? When the president talks to God, are the consonants all hard or soft? Is he resolute all down the line? Is every issue black or white? Does what God say ever change his mind when the president talks to God? When the president talks to God, does he fake that drawl or merely nod? Agree which convicts should be killed, where prisons should be built and filled, which voter fraud must be concealed when the president talks to God? When the president talks to God, I wonder which one plays the better cop. We should find some jobs, the ghetto's broke. No, they're lazy, George, I say we don't. Just give them more liquor stores and dirty coke. That's what God recommends. When the president talks to God, do they drink near beer and go play golf? While they pick which countries to invade, which Muslim souls still can be saved? I guess God just calls a spade when the president talks to God. When the president talks to God, does he ever think that maybe he's not? That voice is just inside his head when he kneels next to the presidential bed? Does he ever smell his own bullshit when the president talks to God? I doubt it. I doubt it.
All right, there you have it. Poetry, kind of like the 60s, reincarnate.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
This is the 60s react.
Exactly. But for a little bit more of that 60s banter relap, we have a little performance we did, the Timely Beaver crew, called My Life as an American Flag.
My Life as an American Flag. I was born many years ago through the cries and trials of so many. I fly high in so many places. I'm printed on beer cans and made into bikinis. Why can't I be on a bikini today? Nope. Today I find myself in the Middle East, surrounded by an angry mob. Several of us have been lit on fire today. If I get burned, so be it. Maybe someday they'll stop burning us. At least this weekend, they're flying high back home.
And now that you feel well-educated, politicized, sanitized,
and fuckified,
I think it might be time to be saying adieu.
Yes.
So, here from Beaverton, and as well in...
Bright, sunny, hot California.
So you can catch up with us at tidlybeaver.com, and also remember to email us with all your comments, suggestions, hate mail, love notes, and pornography to tidlybeaver@gmail.com.
Yeah, let us know what you guys think. Give us an email, and we will mention you guys on the air. Ooh, isn't that cool?
Ooh. All right. Well, everyone, we will catch you later.
Have a good summer.